Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the 8th edition of the Bully World podcast. I'm doing these fast and heavy, man. I'm like a fucking factory with these things. I'm just popping them out like a machine gun. And tonight, you just heard her. I have a special co-host tonight. She actually was going to be on the first ever podcast, but let's just say we had technical difficulties, and I was trying to get her on earlier, but we had scheduling conflicts. Ladies and gentlemen, my co-host, the original one I was going to do this with, and she's here tonight. Soupy, say what's up to everyone out there.
Hey y'all, it's me, Soupy, Valley's super cool and super random co-host. He totally just lied to you guys. It wasn't even technical difficulties or scheduling issues. He just gave me the boot because he wanted all the glory for himself. But I'm here tonight, and so he's going to tell you what our super cool topic is.
Let's just get right into the topic. This is a topic that was suggested by one of my friends. Actually, one of last night's co-hosts, Cold Stare, e-relationships. What does the E stand for? Electronic relationships. And this is something that I really want to talk about because it happens a lot. People fall in love and out of love on Facebook, MySpace, etc. So
love,
I feel...
quotation marks, guys.
So I feel this is something that needs to be talked about. So I'm going to throw it out to you because I'm an expert in this field because I've never even had a girlfriend in person in real life. So I don't know much about this subject. But Soupy, what are your thoughts of e-relationships and people who partake in them?
Alrighty, I have opinions on this topic because there is just so many people I know that participate in these quote-unquote e-relationships. First off, I want to ask you, do you think there's a difference between what you would call an e-relationship or a long-distance relationship? Or do you think
same thing. Same thing. Come on.
Really?
Seriously?
No. Okay, because when I think of e-relationship, I think, like, you guys met online, maybe even through a mutual friend, but still you met online. You did not meet in a face-to-face setting. And then you proceeded to start talking and then start liking each other or fall in love or whatever you want to call it. And then long-distance relationships, I think, are where you actually have met the person, have spent physical time with them, but then there's so much distance between you that you must use, you know, Facebook, texting, phones, whatever, to keep in touch and keep your, I guess, relationship.
You sound very well-versed in this. It sounds like you're sort of a pioneer in the e-relationship game. Is that true? Or?
No, I have never met someone online and dated them. Yes, I have had a long-distance relationship.
Okay. All right, I'll take your word for it. We'll let the viewers and listeners decide. But I think any relationship, personally, I'm going to throw it back to myself because I'm the bully. I like to throw the crushes to myself. I think relationships, if you're 18 or over especially, it's fucking retarded. Seriously. You know, I hear this from girls all the time. Well, he was just at the right place in the right time. It was a sign from God. No, bitch. It's you're desperate and you want attention. And the guy's probably ugly and can't get bitches in real life himself. And that's just me being honest. I don't think they work because of the distance. I mean, if I were in a new relationship and I don't want to talk to my girlfriend, my phone cut off and my internet's acting funny. And what is she going to do? She can't call me a liar. You know, and she can do the same thing. I think it's very immature, guys. I think that if you're good enough to attract someone on the internet, why can't you attract them in person? What do you think about that, Soupy?
I actually agree to some extent. Not to be, be bashing people's opinions and views and ways of life.
Go ahead, bash my opinion all you want. I'm daring you.
Oh, no, that was just the sweet disclaimer to make myself look like a good person because you're the asshole here. But the thing is, like, I agree. It's just because I'm not even over 18, under 18, I don't think anyone should be in an e-relationship only because if you're doing it when you're, like, 15 and on lockdown because your parents are going to beat you with a Jabira Velma, which, by the way, for you non-Punjabi speakers is shoe or rolling pin, which is very typical in a household.
Velma, for those of you who don't know, Velma.
That, you know, if you are in a relationship with someone through the internet or through whatever the hell you used, what is that going to turn you into when you step into, I guess, the real world, when you go to college?
That's true.
And you're supposed to meet people.
I think the worst thing within, in my opinion, is the disconnect from reality. Because what everything's based on It's a lie. It's not even a fantasy. It's just a bold-faced lie. I mean, I
It
don't know about you, Soupy. I don't know about you people out there that are listening right now. By the way, we're live at livestream.com/bullyclockcast. We've been streaming live for a while now, but I forgot to mention that. But back to what I was saying.
Oops.
It's everything just based on a lie and like a fairy tale and everything. I've known many people personally who have been duped and fooled by people for 2 or 3 years.
Oh,
And
same here.
that's
They
fucked
are
up.
just,
Well,
yeah,
it happened to
so
you?
screwed up.
Subi, can you
Yeah,
please share
never
this experience with
happened.
everyone out there? Thank you very
Hello.
much.
As much
Okay,
as
your
you
quote unquote
wish.
friend. Let's talk about your quote unquote
I
friend then, if you don't want to. Oh,
have never been in a relationship, damn it. Because
okay.
I'm gonna be real quick. I'm gonna toot my own horn, but I'm not fucking desperate. So, but what did happen was I broke
Oh, you see that? If
I
you're
was
out
broke.
there and you live on the East Coast and you got a love in the West Coast or the Midwest, you're desperate. I didn't say it, Soupy did. Continue, please.
Oh God, yeah, because you clearly didn't say that. But it's just like this guy that I met, and he's just like, you know, I met this girl at a party, blah blah blah, she was cool, but we didn't talk as much at the party. And then she went home and she added me on Facebook and stuff, and he's like, you know, after
She's
that, like,
fucking
added me
fat. I'm
on
sorry, I didn't catch that.
Facebook. I mean, I don't know, she might as well have been, he's not cute anyway, but
Whoa.
told me about how she added him to a messenger. I think it was Yahoo, and I was like, who the hell uses Yahoo anymore? But he's like, you know, we talk
Shit,
talk and
seriously.
talk. Right, seriously, like Gmail, come on, get on it. But he just, like, apparently, like, they never ran into each other again because he lived, like, she was from, like, New York or something, and he's from Philly. Yes, I just put their shit out there, but I don't care. So he's like, you know, months and months later, he ran into his actual girl somewhere, and he's like, oh my God, you didn't tell me you were gonna be here. And she looked at him like he was fucking crazy. And she was just like, wait, what are you talking about? Like, I haven't talked to you since I last saw you. And when it turned out, this is like a sort of even like tangent on any relationships, but someone had hacked her profile, which is, I mean, I believe it because I know the girl. And somehow, like, you know, she got to know the guy or whatever. She's like, oh, here's my email address. Talk to me there. Facebook's not a good way to communicate with me. And he was just talking to a completely random person the whole time. What she doesn't know is it was a
What an
guy
idiot.
or a girl, but he got to know her so well and they got along so amazingly. And every time they try to hang up, the idiot never got that, like, you know, she's not hanging out with me. What's up? She's not that far away. She's not in fucking Alaska. But you know, he just went on
So
and got
pretty
to
much
know
what you're
her.
trying to say is that, I mean, was her defense in the end when he found out that, well, you fell in love with the person that I am, not my looks? 'Cause that's bullshit.
I mean, honestly, he never got to finish the story because I was laughing way too hard at him, but he did go back and I am this person was like, who the hell are you? And she was just like, you know, she was apparently hysterical and just like, you know, I'm sorry I lied to you, but I'm in love with you. And God knows what the hell happened to that
Well, I
story,
don't feel the
but
same way, Soupy, but thank you for your sharing your feelings. I'm very flattered.
you wish. No,
It's
really,
really
though.
funny. It's really funny though because I'm gonna get a little personal here. This is a Bullywilla blog podcast exclusive. If you're listening live, please listen closely because this might be edited out when this goes up on the blog. But
You better go
I've had a
bunny in
couple
there.
girls here and there on the blog, Soupy, you know, because I give out my email and stuff. You know, I'm very open about that kind of. And they've emailed me or sent comments, and they've been very odd. They've been saying things like, ah, I just want to get to know you, but why are you putting up a wall? I'm like, bitch, the wall between us is called the internet and computers. I didn't put that up. That's not my fault. And it seems like, I don't know, if you put a certain image of yourself on the internet, that's just you, you know? Maybe they don't realize that maybe that's just a facet of your personality. Maybe even a fake facet, because you can do that a lot on the
Totally,
internet.
it's the damn internet. I
So
could look like fucking Mother
I feel
Teresa,
that people
y'all.
who, yes, y'all, I feel that a lot of people who actively seek these online relationships or just to flirt like constantly are putting up a fake image of themselves because they don't act like that in person. And ladies out there, I won't offend you, but the ugliest girls usually flirt the most on the internet, in my personal experiences,
Amen to
because they
that.
can get away with it because they don't have to show their face, and if they
Because you don't have to
do, they
make
can
eye
doctor up the
contact.
picture or use some other girl's picture.
A little bit
Exactly.
of,
I mean,
no,
with the
a little bit
computer,
of
you have
Scoopy
to go.
philosophy is that everything's easier when you don't have to make eye contact with someone. And, you know,
That's
especially
what she
people, you
said.
know, but people that are insecure and possibly couldn't, well, maybe aren't allowed at their house or, you know, are the losers in the corner nursing one drink at the club, can't walk up to someone and talk to them, you know, obviously. So much easier. You're in your room, you look like shit, you're on your laptop, you can do whatever you want. You can be the most, like, you know, just witty
That's
and
true.
hilarious
I
person in the
mean,
entire world.
it's really crazy, because when I was growing up, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but let's just say I was alive for the JFK
Old
assassination.
man.
Use your imaginations. When I was growing up, like, we really didn't have the internet and cell phones and Facebook and Skype. So if you wanted to talk to someone, you have to do it like on the house phone, and that only goes so far. You eventually had to see them in person. So you couldn't put up this facade. Nowadays, you can make fake profiles, you can take your time responding, you can do it from your phone, a laptop, a netbook, a desktop. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. So if anything, technology has obviously has done great, great things for society, but at the same time, it's done some negative. I think this is one of the negatives. But yeah, like I, you know, bitches be
Thank
crazy
you.
online
No, I
too, P. I
agree.
don't
I
know about the
mean,
guys, because I don't deal with them in that sense.
yeah, no, I mean, just like, I
What do
agree.
you think about the guys?
Because,
Have you personally, be honest, don't name any names or go into
no.
specifics, have you been approached online? And, you know, it's one thing to get a compliment. Hey, you're pretty, by the way, she's very pretty. I don't bring ugly people, male or female, on my show.
Thank you.
That's just the rule that I have.
Feelings
So
mutual.
you're a pretty girl, you know, you're nice, you're outgoing. Do you get a lot of messages on a regular basis from people? Hey,
Just to touch on what
I really want
you
to see you. I really want your number. I just want to get to
creepy
know you. Do you
voice.
get that?
Oh yeah, creepy voice. No, just to touch on what you just said, I agree. It is one of the kind of negative advances of technology. Not trying to put everyone down, maybe I am, but I guess there are
You are.
successful good e-relationships that turned out for the better. But honestly, let's be real, guys. It's like one out of how many? And then as for the getting messages myself, oh my gosh. This is not bragging because I don't personally find this cool, but I have 280 some friend requests from people I do not know. I have never met or seen in my
Just
entire
popular,
life.
watch out.
No, I mean, I feel like everyone gets them, like they just probably reject them or something.
I don't, and I have a blog and a podcast, so I don't know about
You
everyone.
don't
But all right,
mind, I think,
continue.
because like my personal social network, my group is pretty big, like my group of friends, I network very far and wide. But the point is that like I'll have one mutual friend, maybe half, and they'll add me. And like they'll send me messages, and like when you start talking again, I'm gonna read one of the messages to you guys. But like some of them are cheesy, like, "Hey, do you want a friendship?" And then some are just like, "Hey, gorgeous." And then some are like, "Yo, shawty, what's good?" And then I've gotten like, you know, I've gotten full essays that are just like,
Nice.
"Oh,
So people put in
hello."
effort, is what you're trying to say. Speaking
People,
of
yes.
Facebook, go to the search bar and type in Bullywell blog, join the group. Make sure when you join the group, go to the edit settings on the group page and disable email notifications and chat. Because if you don't, you're gonna get a shitstorm anytime you go on
And you're gonna get a
Facebook.
crazy
But
chat. Not that the chat's
so
not
so it
awesome,
sounds
guys.
like what you get is pretty much what I mean, what most girls get. You know, that's
Yes,
like,
most
oh
girls
hey, what's
definitely
up?
do. But it's like with some people that like I don't know what their intentions are, but it's just like this whole essay about, "Hey, this may come off as weird, but you know, I think you're beautiful," and blah blah blah. And guys don't understand that, like, you know, unless it's one of those like few girls that's like, "Oh my god, that's wonderful, it's amazing," you know, typical little stupid broads that are just like, "Okay, he called me beautiful, so I'm gonna
She meant to
accept
say
it."
bitches, ladies and gentlemen, but she's broad.
I did.
Continue.
I totally hesitated. But it's just like, you know, guys, just understand, just because it's the internet and you use the word, sorry, beautiful instead of hot or sexy, doesn't mean your game's about to work,
But
because
I
it's still
think
the
that goes
fucking
on to a
internet.
much larger level, because just generally speaking, when it comes to guys and girls, guys are naturally more aggressive and tend to be and are expected to be more aggressive. The girls that I've dealt with, very few far in between online that have been like, you know, contacting me first, they're usually crazy. They're mentally ill. That's not a good
I
sign.
believe it.
I actually blogged about this not too long ago, but I'll kind of repeat the story just because
Please
we have a little
do.
bit of time left. Pretty much a girl from Atlanta messaged me on Facebook and asked me if I was at a club earlier that week. And right, I told her nicely that no, I wasn't, and I've never been to Atlanta. And she goes, "Oh, I know where you're from. I'm just wondering if you're in Atlanta." Like, this bitch was crazy. She was so crazy. She thought, like, I'd hop in private jets with, like, Drake and, like, other artists and, like, P. Diddy and shit, and went to,
I
like,
wouldn't
go to
doubt it.
different cities
I
and
wouldn't doubt
fucking.
it.
You know what I'm saying? So, but the thing is, like, I'm guessing her whole thing was, like, okay, I don't care where he's from or something. This is my icebreaker, so to speak. And that's not a good icebreaker. You know what I'm saying? You don't icebreak like that online. Here's a good icebreaker, ladies out
Yeah.
there. Hey, what's up? How are you doing? Simple is best. Don't you
And
agree,
that too
Sophie?
in person. Why must you creeper add people? And trust me, we all creep. Okay, I've creeped, but you creep when you're completely bored and you end up from your
I mean, when I
first
meet a girl for the first time in person, I usually give her a big hug and a big kiss on the lips. I think that's very warm
You
and kind and
would.
welcoming.
Guys, don't do all that, because that's a little creepy and girls can either
Well,
backhand you or right hook you,
I mean,
so.
seriously, guys, you're listening to her. I mean, it's bully. I mean, come on.
No, don't do it. Because I will
By the way,
figure
we're
I am.
live on livestream.com/bullycast. We have a handful of viewers, and just for your information, viewers out there, if you have any questions, please throw them out there. We have a little bit extra time tonight, not too much, but interesting topic, don't you think, Soupy? I think this is something that everyone's thought about a
I'm sure everyone's
couple of
dealt with
times.
on some sort of level, and I'm actually going through my messages to find one of my favorite creeper messages.
Oh man, I'm gonna go through mine too.
Let's do this. But also, I wanted to ask you, do you have any, what's it called? It's how you feel about relationships in general, just because like you very have these strong
Oh, in
opinions on
general, now we're going to
everything.
a little deeper. Here's the thing about relationships. I think the majority of people that I know, caveat, that means warning. Google if you don't believe me. A little caveat. This is the people that I know I've dealt with. They're in relationships just because other people are, and because they can't stand on their own 2 feet, I think. We all know people, guys, mostly girls in my opinion, that need someone in their life all the time. They can't be alone, they can't stand, they think life is incomplete and not worth
Excuse
living.
me, I love being
So,
alone.
you know, it just that's what I think. What do you think about people in relationships? But by the way, before you answer that, we actually have a question for you on live stream. Someone wants to know your real name, and I don't know who this person is that asks, so I wouldn't answer that question. But entertain the question,
Well,
Soupy.
they call me Soupy, they call me Super Soupy, they call me Wonder Woman, and that's about all you need to know.
What?
Yeah, I'm Wonder Woman. I
Damn!
forgot
They
to
call
tell
her
you.
Wonder Woman. You see that
Yeah.
shit? I bring superheroes on my podcast. I don't
Oh
fucks with it. I don't fucks around.
yeah. But let me tell you how. So let's see. Okay, relationships. I just feel like they're great. They're wonderful things. Where I am in my life, it's probably at the bottom of my list. I'm fed up with girls. I'm not putting down my own sex because girls are amazing. You listen to "Girls Rule the World" by Beyoncé. But anyways, it's like we're amazing, but it's like we have the stereotype of girls being overly emotional and constantly needing someone is not too far off because it's all my friends, my family
It's
members.
very true.
It is very true, and it's like you constantly just want this someone there. And I understand, come on, like I have feelings sometimes too. And you want someone there that you can, be stupid around, you can cry in front of, you can laugh in front of, you can just cuddle up and whatever, unless it's an e-relationship and I guess you'll cuddle via webcam or something, but whatever your
We have
thing
another
is.
live question. Soupy, you're getting quite popular. Another question from another person,
Yeah.
and they want to know what do you define to be a real man?
Oh, totally random. All right, a real
And be,
man.
and feel free to use synonyms and verbs such as bully. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly. No, not really. Okay, so a real man, I would think, is someone. I'm really big on honesty. I know a lot of people say that, but the one thing I can always guarantee about myself is, one, I'm not judgmental, and two, I will be very, very honest, even if I've, God forbid, killed someone. So I expect, the opposite sex to do the same, whether you be my friend or a potential boyfriend or a boyfriend or a husband in the future if I somehow manage to get married with this
So
malcontent.
honesty is the best policy. That's the
It
most
is. I
important thing.
honestly,
That's the most
I
important
don't
thing.
have
Honesty
this
is the best
big Prince
policy.
Charming list of things I'd want in a man. Just be honest, be real, and know how to make a girl laugh because we're suckers for a good laugh.
Since you define what a real man is, I'll kind of flip the question to myself. What I define as a real woman? Very simple. Honesty, ass, and titties. But we're running out of time, Soupy, so I want to thank
Oh
you right now
no.
for joining me tonight.
Thank you for
Remember,
having me.
bullywulla.blogspot. No problems. Remember, bullywulla.blogspot.com is the blog. I'm actually doing a little another podcast soon where you ask me questions, but there's a twist. I want you to ask me questions through your microphone, like I talk to you through my microphone, ladies and gentlemen. Directions are on my blog. It's on the first page. Hopefully, you ask me some thought-provoking questions like you did last time. I really enjoy doing it, and it's something that I want to continue to do, like kind of like a series. Make sure to go to Facebook and go to the search bar, Bullywulla blog, join the group. Make sure, back to the blog, when you go on there, click on the ads to the right. It helps fight cancer and monkeys and puppies. Actually, it gets me paid. I'm not doing
Thanks,
this for free,
Harvey.
ladies and gentlemen. Let's be honest. Time is money. So, Soupy, any parting words? Anything you want to shout out, plug? Anything in general about tonight's topic, or just anything you wanted to say?
Well, basically, thank you for having me. Thank you for listening, guys. I personally, not to give him a bigger head than he already has, love, love Valley's blog. So please, please go. You know, he just told you guys
yeah.
the link. If you listen to the older podcast, I definitely will be back because I do have been doing this, and I'll be here for the question session, throwing in my own questions. So I hope to see or hear
hey.
All of y'all there. Take care.
Oh, by the way, yeah, I was just going to mention that. If you want to ask not only me questions, but Soupy or any of my other co-hosts, Fikin, Colster, AO, ET, EBG, I hope I'm not forgetting everyone. Yeah, you can ask those people questions too, because I only bring interesting people on here. You know, because come on, it's
sure,
bully.
I'll be
you gotta stay
here.
On my
you
level.
Can ask away, think of good questions, make it interesting, we'll have fun.
So guys, until next time, I'm Bully, a.k.a. Bullywalla, a.k.a. Alicia Keys' future husband, that's Soupy, and we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Good night, y'all.